This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. An official from deposed Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy, or NLD party, died in custody after he was arrested early on Tuesday, according to a former parliamentarian. The man was the second party figure to die in detention in 2 days as protesters challenged last month's military coup in the streets. Overnight, police arrested about 50 people who had been cornered by security forces in a district of Myanmar's main city, Yangon, according to rights groups. The country has been in crisis since the army ousted Suu Kyi's elected government in a coup on February 1st, detained her and other NLD officials, and set up a ruling junta of generals. Daily protests against the coup are being staged across the country, and security forces have cracked down hard, with rights groups saying more than 60 protesters have been killed and more than 1,800 detained. The army has justified the coup by saying that a November election won by the NLD was marred by fraud, a claim rejected by the Electoral Commission. The U.S. House of Representatives will hold its final vote on the $1.9 trillion COVID-19 rescue package on Wednesday. Congressional leaders are saying the legislation will send checks of up to $1,400 to most Americans, fund vaccine distribution, pump billions of dollars into state and local governments, and extend unemployment benefits to millions. Also in the U.S., jury selection began Tuesday in the high-profile trial of the white police officer accused of killing George Floyd, a black man whose death sparked mass protests against racial injustice and police brutality, both in the United States and abroad. This is VOA News. Ivory Coast President Alassane Ouattara's party won a majority in last weekend's legislative elections. Official results showed Tuesday in a vote that raised hopes the country's recent violent tensions were behind it. The president's party won 137 out of 254 contested seats, compared to 91 for opposition parties in Saturday's polls, according to results published by the West African Countries Electoral Commission. The vote passed off peacefully and for the first time in a decade included all of the country's main political players. It was a key test of stability following violence surrounding October's presidential vote, which was boycotted by the opposition and claimed 87 lives. It was then that the 79-year-old president had ignited political unrest when he announced he would seek a third term in office, a scheme that critics said sidestepped constitutional limits. A UN scientific panel on Tuesday confirmed a previous finding that radiation from the 2011 Fukushima disaster in Japan was unlikely to raise cancer rates discernibly, and said a jump in thyroid cancer in children was due to ultra-sensitive screening methods. Fukushima was the worst nuclear accident since Chernobyl, the 1986 Soviet reactor explosion that sent radioactive dust across much of Europe. A 9.0 magnitude quake and tsunami crippled the Fukushima Daiichi plant, and more than 160,000 residents had to flee as radiation spewed into the air. Discontent is brewing in the ranks of Lebanon's security forces over a currency crash, wiping out most of the value of their salaries as unrest and crime surges. And the army chief said his warnings that the pressure on soldiers' earnings and morale could lead to an implosion had fallen on deaf ears. The British monarchy maintained its silence on Tuesday after Meghan and Prince Harry accused a family member of making a racist remark about their son and said she had been alienated to the point of contemplating suicide. Oprah Winfrey's tell-all TV interview with the couple has dragged the royals into the biggest crisis since the death of Harry's mother Diana in 1997, when the family, led by Queen Elizabeth, was widely criticized for being too slow to respond. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website. That's voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.